This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many people have found solace around food during the coronavirus crisis. They've created a sense of community around, say, baking bread. But many Americans have a fraught relationship with food. About 9% of the population struggles with eating disorders, and experts say the pandemic has made the struggle even tougher. It's led to more people seeking help for anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating. 21-year-old Miranda Snyder of Brimfield is one of those people. Her college in Maine shut down in March. She moved back home with her family and started down a dangerous and familiar path.
I just completely lost a sense of what I could control, what I was actually contributing to anything. If I wasn't having these regular interactions with my professors and my peers and my coursework. So I leaned into the familiarity of my eating disorder more intensely than I ever had before since eighth grade.
Snyder remembers one day she was on Zoom taking her contemporary literature class. Her camera was turned off, her microphone was muted, and her mind wandered.
I was scrolling through recipes on like the 10th page of Google about baking recipes and even looking at the menu of restaurants about food that I would dream to eat.
Snyder's eating disorder started when she was 13. She says she obsessively compared her appearance to that of her peers. She began to measure out every morsel of food and do tummy crunches compulsively on the bathroom floor after she ate. She entered an outpatient anorexia recovery program, but she says she was only quasi-recovered and remained that way until the pandemic hit this past spring. She decided she needed help.
I was just so painfully sick of constantly thinking about food, constantly planning out my meals in relation to the movement I would engage in that day.
She enrolled in a virtual program run by Walden Behavioral Care. That's a Waltham-based eating disorders treatment organization. The founder, president, and CEO is clinical psychologist Stuart Komen. He says Walden has had a 50% increase in patient inquiries this year over last.
Generally speaking, we would run about 70 evaluations a week. We are now well into the 100 and 100 plus evaluations a week.
In the midst of the spike in demand, Walden is opening a long-planned treatment center in Dedham today. It has 82 beds. Komen says it's the largest freestanding eating disorders treatment facility in the country. The center provides acute hospital care and has a residential unit.
This is one of the main dining rooms.
A lot of the therapy patients do centers on preparing and consuming food.
Every person has three meals and three snacks a day. And you have staff who work with patients to make sure that they're able to get through the meal.
The Walden Hospital will serve patients as young as 11. And Komen says they come from all walks of life. For some people, not having enough money to eat sufficiently is an increasing problem in the pandemic and can lead to an unhealthy relationship with food.
And it might be the first time that they've experienced food insecurity, and now all of a sudden they find themselves doing things that they've never done before and sort of embracing restriction and embracing the way of an eating disorder because they think it's somehow best for the family.
Leaders of the National Eating Disorders Association, or NEDA, say social distancing has also created the perfect breeding ground for compulsive behaviors around food. Claire Misko is the organization's CEO.
We know that eating disorders thrive in isolation.
She says NEDA's helpline saw a 94% increase in calls and messages from March through September compared to the same time last year.
A lot of what we're hearing is that people are feeling very alone and trying to navigate this situation where they feel a tremendous amount of anxiety. We know that eating disorders are very closely linked to trauma, to anxiety, to depression.
Even though people feel alone, Misko says she wants them to know there's help.
We knew even before the pandemic hit that cost and geography were huge barriers for people to access care. And many treatment providers have shifted their services to be available virtually.
In the virtual treatment Miranda Snyder did in the spring, she ate meals with her fellow patients and met with her counselor, dietitian, and nurse practitioner on Zoom. And she did intensive journaling on her own. She says she feels more recovered than ever before. Snyder thinks back to earlier in the pandemic when she would work out or move her body for hours every day to try to burn more calories.
But now I feel free. I move when I want to in ways that are joyful for me. The most interesting thing about my life is no longer food and exercise. I realize and know my worth.
We have the phone number to the National Eating Disorders Hotline if you'd like to grab something to jot it down. If you have somebody you care about who's struggling with an eating disorder, you can call 1-800-931-2237. Or you can text NEDA, that's NEDA, to 741-741. And you can find more resources at WBUR.org.